structures, and Ms. Tara Borelli is here to speak to us.
Thank you, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
Last Thursday, Titus County received bid proposals on the Act of 2348 clearing and grubbing contract. Five proposals were submitted. The lowest and most responsive bidder was H.H. Howard & Sons with a bid of $294.94.80. And we're asking you to award this contract to H.H. Howard. We have sent the bid analysis, which we provided the court a copy of as well, over to TxDOT for their information and concurrence. On pass-through project, it's not necessary to have a concurrence prior to award. Your action today will allow the contractor to start the process of getting their bonds placed with Titus County so that we can move forward. So I'm asking for approval of this action.
Then let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
It's not about this in particular, but you made a comment that the state doesn't have to approve these contracts, but
go ahead, I'm sorry.
At some point, they're going to be responsible for paying all of this back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do they have anybody in place as we're going along that is reviewing the bills? And
yes, sir.
My concern is we're going to get to a point down the road where they're going to say, oh, wait a minute, we didn't.
That's a good question.
We didn't intend to pay for it. We all spent money here that we don't think you should have spent, and we're not going to reimburse you this money.
Right. Now, on all these contracts, you go through both federal and state audits. And so on at different times throughout the process, they will come in, do an audit of all the records. I believe there has already been one state audit of all the cost up to this point.
Okay. Up to whatever that they were here, which has been 6, 7, 8 months.
Right. And they will continue to do that, okay. And particularly when we hit construction, because that's where the big money sits. Because all of these need to be eligible for federal reimbursement,
right.
We will have numerous audits on various items throughout. And then at the very end, they will do a closeout audit of everything. And so we're prepared to go through all that. What I said on this one, they will concur on the award of this contract. It doesn't have to occur prior to the action of the court.
Okay. So, thank you.
Yes, sir.
For the benefit of the public who will read about this meeting, tell us about that bid in relation to other bids and who these folks are.
H.H. Howard was the contractor who also performed the clearing and grubbing on the 271 project. I know they're from this area. They've done quite a bit of work. I think they've done some work for Titus County. They do TxDOT work as well, so they're very familiar with the processes and procedures that have to be put in place to do a contract such as this. I would say that they are well qualified on all of these projects. We only open them up for bidding to contractors who are already pre-certified by TxDOT. So that gives the county one more level of comfort when a contractor wins a bid, that contractor is, since these are going to be state roads at some point, that they understand how to perform a state contract. And of course, we run the contracts as if they are state contracts for the very reason that Carl brought up. I mean, we do have federal and state audits, and we need to make sure that everything is done in accordance with federal regulations as well as state regulations. You know, all the contractors who bid on this are what you would consider local, regional contractors. And it was a pretty, Howard obviously came in the lowest of all five as you look at your bid analysis. There was one who was exceedingly high, and the rest of them were grouped pretty tightly together in the middle. And I think that, you know, given the current, you know, volume of contracts that are being led by the state and in this region, that's one of the reasons we're seeing these prices as low as we are. And so I think the Howards are obviously an aggressive bidder. They understand what the county needs on this contract, since they had already performed the 271 contract and just turned in what I consider a very good bid on this.
One other question. How did this compare to what we budgeted for?
Our engineer investment was $500,000 on this, and this came in at $294,000, so
good.
We're a couple $100,000 below estimate.
On the 271 project, I think we were looking at
1.2, my memory is, and we came in at 77.
A little under 800,000, so it's good, good.
We are, and it, as I've said before, it offers the project and the county a couple of advantages. First of all, it opens the corridor up. It lets us look at it one more time before we finish final design to make sure that there's nothing out there that we were unaware of that you can't see because of all the trees and brush that's on the alignment. Second thing it allows us to do is, which is a great benefit by itself, because when we get ready to bid the roadway contract, it gives the contractors the ability to go out, look at that alignment to make sure they know what they're bidding on as well. Secondly, it allows us to move the utilities ahead of the roadway contract, which has immense help to get those conflicts out of the way, clear the corridor so that we don't have so many parties, you know, with conflicting want-tos out there at the same time tromping on top of each other. And so it gives us a couple of benefits. And we have found it on all of our projects across the state to be extremely beneficial, particularly on an alignment like this, which has quite a bit of brush to be cleared. I think that's it. I'll be back at the next first court meeting to give my regular report. This has only been a couple of weeks since I gave my last report to inform the court of all of the progress that's been made over the last month. Thank you.
Thank you. Item number four, consider and possibly approve a Titus County designee to the Mount Pleasant Industrial Foundation. Previously, Judge Russell had held a position on our Foundation. The foundation requests that a member of Titus County serve on this board. I currently serve on the board and have been for many years. I can play a dual role there, but I felt it appropriate to offer this to the four of you. If there would be one of you that would like to get involved in the Mount Pleasant Industrial Foundation and attend those meetings, which typically occur on a quarterly basis.
Judge, do you have a problem representing him?
I'm going to continue to be there whether I'm representing you or not. And if I'm the only one there, of course, I will represent the county. But again, I just didn't want to just assume that that's the way it would be and not give you all the chance.
Yeah, I might also mention I'm the treasurer of that foundation, so
you
I'm also
a member of there, but there is an open spot. We discussed this in the last meeting. Motion by Commissioner Boggs, second by Commissioner Fields, that the judge serve as the Titus County designee to the Industrial Foundation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And it is unanimous. Item number five, consider and possibly approve recognizing County Master Gardener Association as a nonprofit organization that provides a public service to the county or to a political subdivision located in whole or in part in Titus County per Attorney General Opinion Number GA-0424 dated May 1st of 2006. Dave, can I assume that's why you're here?
If needed, yes, sir.
Would you like to say something about this?
I Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Dave Wall. I'm the tree specialist for the Cypress Basin Master Gardeners. We cover several counties, but we're located here in Mount Pleasant. We meet at the county extension office. Last November, I asked that the Cypress Basin Master Gardeners take on a project at the new NTCC gardens, which are going in this year. Some 12 acres that we take over, a half acre to start with, and if it works out, go to a year. If it works out next year, go to a full acre. There are some problems in this, in that I am 68 and I'm one of the younger members of the Master Gardeners. So we are asking support, if possible, from the county county jail prisoners to help us with the planting of the crops. Primarily, where we're talking about getting down on our hands and knees to put plants in the ground, put seedlings in the ground. It's pretty tough. My knees are shot, but I'm going to be out there doing everything that I can. We really need some support in the planting. Once the plants are in the ground, maintenance, I may be going out on a limb here, but maintenance should be a snap. The rows are going to be far enough apart that we will be able to run a tiller through to take care of weeds. There will be plastic covering with irrigation provided so that maintenance should be minimal. When the crops come in, I believe that we should be able to do that with no problem. But we do desperately need some support with the planting of the crops. I feel that if we could have, I don't have an exact number here, but I figure if we could get 2, 3, or 4people 2, 3, or 4 times, that would take care of it.
I have one question. Did you check with the college whether they'll let these predators out there on our
This campus? Has been in there since the beginning. I'm working with Chris Ofinger, who is with the Horticultural Department, who is over this project.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I'm having trouble hearing you.
I know at Chapel Hill High School, to pick up trash, they asked the prisoners not to be around their school, so I can't answer that.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, that is also correct on the main campus. However, the gardens are on the east side of the road, away from the main campus. So there is not expected to be a problem there.
The agenda item here specifically asks to recognize you as an entity that provides public service to the county. Is that a requirement in order for you to form this partnership with the jail? In other words, what is the purpose of us approving this? How does it relate to what you're talking about?
Okay, we are a 501c3 organization, and as I understand it, having talked to Captain Fosdick and to Sheriff Ingram, being a nonprofit organization, we can request support to accomplish the planting of the crops. The crops, the primary organization to receive the crops is the Safety Crisis Center. They will not be able to handle all of the products, the produce. The excess, of which we expect to be considerable, we plan to deliver to the jail.
Okay. Again, do you require us recognizing you as this nonprofit organization in order for you to participate in that partnership?
As I understand it, yes, sir.
Okay. That's what I want to be sure. Our failure to act on this or our act on this would enable this.
Hey, Judge. Yeah, it has to be recognized or we can't pay off.
That's where I was unclear was we do need to make a motion here in order to
yes,
pick you guys up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anybody have any question about this? I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion, Judge.
Commissioner Hockaday has made a motion that and second. All those in favor that we approve this, please say aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Item number six, consider and possibly approve appointment of Titus County Tax Assessor Collector Judy Wood to act in the treasurer's place. I believe this is self-explanatory, but Cheryl, do you want to address this for any reason?
I was just told I needed to have a backup.
This is just your emergency backup or your convenience backup as needed?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think you probably need to put that at the end of that as needed. I mean, this implies she's just taking her place, but it's as needed, I think. Unless y'all really want to replace her.
In the case of the treasurer's absence.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, something. And there needs to be some additional word in the back of that.
Guess we need to get our checks, you have a key.
Whoever wants to make that motion, I'll clarify that.
I would move that we amend the action item to include the words in the event of the treasurer, county treasurer's absence.
Okay. And that is the motion. By Commissioner Boggs, second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item number seven is rather lengthy, but it's really a pretty small matter. But I put exactly the wording in here that the Human Services asked to be put in there. Our building there, 303 East 11th, they're wanting to do four specific remodel projects, all of which they are paying for. And there are there's a fairly detailed description of exactly what it is that they want to do. A lot of it has to do with, you know, adding electrical outlet and fixing up the restrooms and some work in the receptionist area. And again, this is work that they will do paid for by the state, and it will be an improvement to county property there. I see no reason not to allow them to do this.
Judge, the only thing I see is every item at the end says this project will be managed and paid for by the state except number four. I'm assuming that should also be true on number four.
I will certainly make sure. I don't know why her wording didn't include that, but I will make sure that that's the case, and we'll stipulate that in our motion.
Judge, this is something that we mentioned projects like this before. We could have done it with the land with the state. They want to remodel. Table this matter so that I can discuss this a little bit more with the committee.
next bid is from Ag Power, Inc., here in Mount Pleasant. This is for, I didn't tell you specifically what the equipment was. Let's go back on Pittsburgh tractor. These look like both Kubota items. Conroy is a New Holland tractor with a Rhino shredder.
Not a shredder, was Pittsburgh, is that a Kubota tractor?
I
it should be a ground floor. What that school is, Judge, is you don't deal with it on that. That school targets that kind of cause specifically. It's an excellent school, and it targets if something happened like that again, there's a dispatcher to handle it. Of course, the dispatcher went ahead and handled it fine, but it's a good school. That's what kind of targets that shooting field.
All right, Justice of the Peace, Kevin Dutt. Requesting you to attend the East Texas Justice of the Peace and Constable Association meeting in Henderson on April 6th and 7th. Registration fee of $25. Baymont Inn Hotel, $79.99 plus tax with mileage to Henderson. Next item is a request from Cleve Johnson to go to Constable School in Rockwall for himself and Jewel Lee, May 17th through 20th. He needs a check for $100 for Jewel and a check for himself for $100 for the registration fee. He says take out of my state training fund and Jewel out of Mike Fields' miscellaneous fund.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So that would be, it looks like 17th, 18th, 19th, possibly 3, maybe 4 nights there in Rockwall and travel to Rockwall. Request from the Sheriff's Office, TCLDOSE, required training for corrections officer. I would like to send Frank Goodman to Basin County Corrections Course in Greenville. Class will start on April 4th and be completed on the 19th. Sponsored by Eastfield College. The cost is $20 per officer and a $45 test fee for each officer. So this will be for just for Frank Goodman.
Yes, sir. It's mandatory school. We have to have 4 jumpers.
So he will travel back and forth each day. We'll be looking at the travel expense there. Or
yes.
He's not staying over there. Request from the Sheriff's Office for Lieutenant Michael Garcia to attend Senior Level Corrections Leadership and Development Program. The State Jail Association is paying for this course. It's located in Huntsville at the Corrections Management Institute. March 20th through 25th.
Yeah, that school completely free. They even pay for food on that one. That's excellent school for these guys. It's a leadership school.
It was that last week. Is that what I'm reading? March 20th through 25th, 2011. Or could that be next month?
Well, yeah, I think what they did is they had to postpone it. That was when it was supposed to be added, and they postponed it, so it'll be in the next one.
It'll be in the next one.
Yes.
Total training cost, $0.
So we don't have to pay for hotels or anything?
No.
Okay.
I'll provide all that.
Okay.
All right. Constable Chris Duran is requesting authorization for himself and Deputy Connor to attend a 20-hour civil process training class in Rockwall, May 17th through 20th. So I'm going to assume there will be housing and travel and meals over there for the two of them. Here is Steve Austin's spring training, April 12th through 14th in Austin, with a travel day of Monday, April 11th. They will be providing instructors for the spring training. This will be enough training hours to satisfy the state's CSO annual requirement. So this will be in April 12th, 13th, and 14th there in Austin. It says the room will be $380 plus tax, registration fee of $50, total $430 plus meal and travel for Steve Austin. That is all. Questions about any of those?
officer clerk.